If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Easter Sunday, 1973, I trust that you are making your plans to come and serve the risen Christ. All over the world of Christendom today, men will be making their way to honor the resurrected Savior. What a day this is for all who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. And what a day it is for you, my friend, if you're listening to this broadcast and you have never trusted Christ as your Savior. I could think of no better day than Easter Sunday for you to trust Him, for you to come to know Him as your own personal Savior. We here at Worth Baptist Church extend to you a very cordial invitation to come and be our guest today on Easter Sunday. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Here in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. Our lesson today will be the resurrection based on Luke chapter 24. Why not bring the whole family? Honor the risen Christ in Sunday School today at 10 o'clock. And then our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11. Our special Easter music and the message of the resurrection will be a blessing to your heart. Our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. All of these services are planned with you in mind. They are planned to give to you an opportunity to worship the resurrected Christ today. So we invite you to come to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in the city of Fort Worth, Texas. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Come today and see the difference. Discover a new dimension in your worship as you come today to worship Christ at Worth Baptist Church. We would also like to hear from you by mail this week. We are not asking that you send any money to this broadcast. We're simply asking that you write and let us know that you hear Worth Baptist Hour each Sunday. Some of you are listening from a far distant point. We would be happy particularly to hear from you, or if you're just next door, or right here in the heart of the city of Fort Worth, wherever you live, we would like to hear from you and to know that this broadcast is a blessing to your heart and to your life. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. There are two special announcements that I would call to your attention today. First, our revival meeting begins next Sunday, 1 week from today, on April the 29th. It will continue through the following Sunday, May the 6th. Our evangelist is the nationally known Dr. B.R. Lakin. Dr. Lakin has conducted revival meetings all across America, and we believe that Fort Worth is fortunate to have Dr. Lakin with us beginning next Sunday, April the 29th. Our services will be all through the week, each evening at 7:30. That's April the 29th through May the 6th. Evangelist Dr. B.R. Lakin will be speaking every evening and both services on Sundays here at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come. Let's ask God for a great impact upon our city. Let's pray for revival. If Fort Worth needs anything, if this community needs anything, we believe we need an old-fashioned revival. I'm going to ask you in Radio Land today to begin today and through this week, pray every day for revival in our time. And I invite you to come and share it with us here at Worth Baptist Church. In connection with that, the second announcement has to do with our time change for next Sunday. As you know, April the 29th will mark the change from Central Standard to Daylight Savings Time. This year, we're doing something different. We are not going to change our clocks on Saturday night before we retire, but rather we're going to meet Sunday school at 10 o'clock, Central Standard Time, and then at the close of the Sunday morning worship hour, we will have a time-changing ceremony. I hope that you'll just leave your clock like it is, attend Sunday school with us at Worth Baptist on Central Standard Time next Sunday at 10 o'clock, and then following the morning worship hour, we will change to daylight saving time in a simple time-changing ceremony. So note those announcements. Remember the revival meeting next Sunday, April the 29th, Dr. B.R. Lakin. And now for my message on today's broadcast entitled, Looking Unto Jesus. I'm going to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, just two verses, verse 1 and verse 2. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for this Easter Sunday, the time that we commemorate the resurrection of our Lord. We pray today that many might come to know Him as a result of listening to this broadcast. There are hearts that are disturbed. There are those who are despondent. There are those who are sick. There are those who are sinful. And we pray today that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bring comfort and strength to every heart. In Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. 2 weeks ago on Sunday night, a little lad stopped me at the front door of the church and said to me, "Preacher, can I be baptized?" I explained to him that he must first of all trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and then be baptized. Looking up into my face, the little lad said, "But mister, maybe you don't understand. I trust him all the time. He is the only one I have to turn to." I would say today that we would do well to embrace the same simple childlike faith of that little boy. Doesn't the Bible say a little child shall lead them? Did not Jesus say, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven"? On another occasion, did not Jesus say, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven"? Looking unto Jesus, I would invite you today to put your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. My text, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The text has a practical value. It tells us what to do. The Bible says, look. It has a theological value. It directs us to the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto Jesus. And then it has an eternal value because it anchors us to the faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. To look unto Jesus means to rely upon Him. It means to depend upon Him. It means to trust Him. It means to commit all that you are into His care and into His keeping. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You might ask, but what did Paul mean by saying he's the author and finisher of our faith? I believe that Paul meant that Jesus Christ drew the plans for our salvation. He is the author of our salvation. That is, he's the designer, the planner, the programmer, the architect of the plan and program of salvation. He completed that transaction on the cross. Therefore, Paul says he's the finisher of our faith. The design of our faith began in eternity. In the Revelation chapter 13 at verse 8, John declares that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, slain from before the foundation of the world. The completion came on that day when he was hanging on the cross, and he cried through parching lips, "It is finished." But you know, I'm glad today, and I am happy to report to you that the story of Christianity does not end at the cross. Beloved, there is an empty tomb. Jesus Christ said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." I'm glad today that we are serving a resurrected Christ. He is alive. He is at the right hand of God. He is taking care of the affairs of the world today. He is there to make intercession for you. If you are lost, he is there at the right hand of God to save you. If you are a Christian, Jesus Christ is alive and at the right hand of God to make intercession for you. Christianity is different from all other religions. The founders of the other religions are dead. Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus said, "I am he which was dead, and now I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and hell." You see, though they buried him in the new-made tomb, he did not remain there. He came forth triumphantly. He came forth victoriously. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And Jesus said, "Because I live, ye shall live also." So, when we look unto Jesus, we look not to a dead Christ, we look to a living Savior. And I want you to observe with me three things in connection with your looking unto Jesus. First of all, let us note that anybody can look to Jesus. The wonderful thing about looking unto Jesus is this, that anyone, anywhere, at any time can look to him. The rich can look. The poor can look. The educated, the uneducated, the strong, the weak, the black, the white. Every man all over the world today can look by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it clear that the Christ of God is every man's Christ. He is the Christ of the world. He's the Savior of all mankind. I read in Romans 10:13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And that means you. Whosoever, if you will but call upon him now, you can be saved. Then I read in the last book of the Bible, the very last invitation, in the book of the Revelation chapter 22. "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." You are included in that invitation. Anybody can look to Christ. I recommend today that your family look unto Jesus. You parents who are listening to this broadcast, Jesus Christ has the guidelines for a happy home. If your home is on the rocks, if your marriage is on the rocks, you best put your home and your marriage and your life upon the rock, that is the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. You children listening today, Jesus Christ has a special love for you. The little chorus has it, "Jesus loves the little children of the world." red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yes, my little friend, Jesus Christ loves you. You young people who are listening, you're planning your career, you're planning your marriage, you're planning your college education. I would say to you today that you should look to Jesus Christ because He can open the door of opportunity for your life. I believe that our politicians and our governmental officials should look to Jesus because Jesus Christ has the answer to good government. And one day the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord, and He shall rule them forever. I believe the farmers should look to Jesus because He sends the sunshine and the rain. I believe the economists should look to Jesus because He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, and beloved, He owns also the hills. I believe you businessmen should look to Jesus. His books are always balanced. I believe our scientists should look to Jesus today. Jesus Christ is the great Creator. He created all the elements. He created the world, and science ought to look to Christ today for guidance. I believe doctors ought to look to Jesus Christ. Perhaps you're a doctor and you're listening to this broadcast. Jesus Christ is the great physician, and He prescribes all healing. So I recommend, doctor, that you look to Jesus. You lawyers who are listening today, Jesus Christ wrote the Ten Commandments with His own finger, and all of our laws are grounded and rooted in the commandments of Christ. You laborers who are listening today, you're tired, you're weary, you're worn, you should look to Jesus because He gives the much-needed rest for your life. Jesus said, "Come unto Me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I recommend Jesus Christ to you who are weary and tired and need rest for your soul and rest for your mind and rest for your body. He can take care of all three. Then, my sinner friend, I recommend that you look to Christ above all, for He provides salvation for your never-dying soul. There is salvation only in one, Jesus Christ. I bid you look to Him. In the second place, I would have you note that all that is necessary to do is to look. The amazing thing about salvation is its simplicity. It is as simple as ABC. It is as simple as 1, 2, 3. You are not asked to understand Jesus. You can't understand Him. You are only asked to believe Him. You are not asked to bring a sacrifice. Jesus is the sacrifice. You are not asked to learn the catechisms. All you need know is Him. You need to know Jesus Christ, whom to know aright means life eternal. You are not asked to solve a mystery. In fact, there is no mystery about salvation. A simple fact, you are lost. You are a sinner, and Jesus Christ is the Savior. You are not asked to lift a banner. The banner of the cross has already been lifted. You are not asked to fight a battle. The victory has already been won. You are not asked to make a pilgrimage. Jesus Christ has already walked over the Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrow, the way of death, the way of suffering, the way of shame. He has already walked over that path for you that leads to the summit of Calvary, where He died on the cross for your sins. You are not asked to pay a price. Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid it with His blood from Calvary's cross, dying in your stead, dying for your sins, dying that you might live. There's a beautiful picture in the Old Testament. In Numbers 21, the brass serpent upon the pole. The only thing that those people had to do to live was to look at that brass serpent upon the pole. And the only thing you need to do is to look to Christ. Even now, simply look to Him for salvation. It is only that you look and live. Then in the third place, he who looks will never be sorry. I've read of men who said they were sorry that they had made this transaction or entered this involvement or the other. but I have never heard a man say he was sorry that he was saved. And you will never be sorry that you looked unto Jesus. You could look to him now as your attorney, because he will plead your case. You should look to him as your friend, because he's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You should look to him as your Savior, because he and he alone can wash away all your sins. You should look to him as your companion. He will never leave you nor forsake you, but go with you all the way, even to the end of the age. You should look to him as your light, because he is the light of the world. You should look to him as your guide, because he can direct your pathway. You should look to him as your comforter, because he can comfort your heart in the hour of sorrow. You should look to him as your burden bearer, because he and he alone can bear your burden of sin. Jesus Christ, looking unto him. My beloved friend, today, the most important thing you could do on this Easter Sunday is to look to Jesus Christ, and do it now. If you are ever going to look to Christ, now is the time for you to do it. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, I bid you look by faith to him even now, and I know the Lord will bless you as you do. Once again, may I take this opportunity to welcome you today on this Easter Sunday to Worth Baptist Church. We believe that you'll find a warm welcome and a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God here at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our Sunday school is at 10, our morning worship at 11, our evening worship at 7. I know that you'll be blessed by coming today to visit Worth Baptist Church. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.